Okay, state your name.
My name is Delfina Alvarez.
And is it okay if we record you to put it on the website or on other outlets?
Yes, I'm okay.
So, yeah, just start.
Well, to begin with, let me tell you that I live in Barrio El Membrillo, which is down the street, and Barrio El Membrillo has been slowly broken down to the fact that now there's 12 remaining houses. We, first it was the frontage road, and then it was Congress Street, and then it was with the widening of La Granada, and then Cushing Street. So now there's only 12 houses left. And most of the residents in our neighborhood are like extended family members of the original owners of the houses. My father helped build three of the adobe houses that are there. So I guess one of my feelings is that they'll have to drag me out of my house. Okay. I experienced when the Tucson Convention Center was going up and they demolished the neighborhood. And at that time, I was kind of young and I said, oh, what a great idea. You know, I guess we're going to have a convention center and we're going to have a really nice place. And afterwards, I realized the impact that it had on our neighborhoods, and our businesses, and my friends, because a lot of my friends lived in El Hoyo, and they were displaced, and some family members too were displaced. And I think the really sad part about it was that, you know, people had to be moved all over town. It wasn't just, they didn't find a place for them where they could maybe grow old together. But rather they didn't care. And the money that was given to the owners of the houses was insignificant, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. And what happened was they moved into poor surroundings. It wasn't like they moved into a better place. They moved into what they could afford with the miserable money that they got. So, you know, it was a really bad experience. And I know that some of the older people died afterwards because they were so lonely and so depressed, you know.
Wow, that's tragic.
Yes.
So where were they moved to, like, specifically?
Well, some people, I don't think that they were really helped to move. I think people were left on their own to try to find places to move. And those that were house owners were lucky because they got a little bit of money and they were able to maybe purchase a house somewhere. I know some people moved to the Menlo Park area. Other people moved over to behind Pueblo in that typical neighborhood. Some moved further south past Ajo. And some might have gone like to Barrio San Antonio or something like that, but I'm not knowledgeable about that. But, you know, the people that rented, you know, those were really a sad situation because, you know, maybe they were living in a house or an apartment that wasn't very high rent. And now they had to look for a place that, you know, that was comparable to what they paid before, and it was hard to find.
Okay. We have some questions. Or is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that the stories, the way that the vignettes, the way that they were created, really gives you a lot of meat to think about, and it's kind of really sad. And I leave this place with some really sad thoughts. Now it's very emotional. That's it.